The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, December 2, 2022. Philip Davis, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, is in Cuba for an official visit during which he will hold talks with Cuban authorities and carry out other activities. On occasion of the 48th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations with the Bahamas, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez reaffirmed the will to strengthen the existing ties of friendship and cooperation. In August, Manuel Marrero Cruz, Prime Minister of the Republic, visited Nassau to participate in the first regional meeting of heads of government of the Caribbean community, CARICOM. Within the framework of the Ninth People's Summit, Davis called for the end of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba. He also thanked the Cuban doctors for their solidarity in Bahamian lands when in January 2022, the Henry Reef International Contingent of Doctors, specialized in situation of disasters and serious epidemics, supported the confrontation of the COVID-19 pandemic in that Caribbean territory. Despite the tightening of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba, the U.S. agricultural sector keeps its interest in establishing and strengthening commercial relations with Cuba, as endorsed in a meeting by members of the Agricultural Coalition for Cuba, who defend the establishment of normal economic relations between both sides. The meeting, which was held at the Cuban Embassy, was also attended by members of the Arkansas Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, groups interested in trade with Cuba, as well as officials from U.S. congressional offices. During the meeting, it was stated the pressing need to implement new regulatory framework that does not deprive the Cuban economy of having access to monetary resources and capable of stimulating its growth and normal functioning. This will make it possible to expand two-way trade and cooperation to the benefit of both countries, participants agreed. Lianis Torres, head of the Cuban diplomatic mission, recalled the U.S. agricultural sector's commitment to the Cuban market, expressed in letters addressed to President Joe Biden. Torres also pointed out how Cuba is promoting greater openings for exchange thanks to the socio-economic transformation process currently underway. The Federation of Cuban University Students will close this Tuesday, 20th, its 10th Congress in the context of the centenary of the organization, which brings together students from all over the country. Today's event, to be held at the Havana Convention Palace, will bring together more than 300 delegates and guests and culminates in a process of debates and meetings developed during the last months in all higher education centers. The current challenges of the Students' Federation and the ways to make an effective contribution to the construction of Cuban socialism by strengthening the links of the student body with the organization were among the main issues addressed by the participants. Founded on December 20, 1922, by the young communist leader Julio Antonio Mella, the Federation of University Students quickly became a protagonist in the struggles of Cuban students for their rights and overflowed the educational centers to become actively involved in actions aimed at national emancipation. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Chamber of Deputies will vote today on the so-called Transition Constitutional Amendment Proposal, which seeks to finance Auxilio Brasil, a social aid program that will be renamed Bolsa Familia. The measure was approved in the Senate on December 7 by 64 of the 81 representatives, but faces resistance from deputies who still want to negotiate fragments of the initiative. This text will allow the government of President-elect Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva to have fiscal space in the spending ceiling. The president of the lower house, Arthur Lira, denied that the vote on the proposal is delayed due to agreements for positions in the future government. The content provides for the expansion of the ceiling by around $27.9 billion to accommodate Bolsa Familia and other programs. The initiative is Lula's big bet to fulfill the main campaign promises, including an additional quota of $28 for each child up to 6 years of age. Meanwhile, after 36 years, the national football team kept the promise of bringing the third World Cup to Argentina, an event celebrated and thanked today in every corner of this South American country. The image of over a million people gathered at the capital's obelisk is the perfect synthesis of a passion that cannot be explained, as we can only feel it, suffer it, and live it. There is a generation that recalls every minute of the glory lived in 1986, when Diego Armando Maradona, with the hand of God and the best goal of the century, marked the history of that nation and the world of sport. To many, it was divine justice, because after an amazing career, the Flea, as Messi is also known, could not say goodbye to sports events of this level without being his country champion. Argentina won after 36 years of waiting, which is a soccer relief. Messi had not been born in 1986. The man who kissed the cup as he used to kiss the ball as a kid. The player who received nearly unanimous planet energy to raise it, according to journalist Gustavo Vega. In each celebration, people call Messi's name, but they also thank Maradona, who, as the chant goes, can be seen cheering Messi from heaven, as well as those who cried, sank, and waited for this moment.
And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.